Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, 10-year anniversary first, right? Just so we're going to do 10-year Dune.
Yes.
Football.
Football.
All right. I'm ready. Now, title-wise, I've been tentatively calling this 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian.
10 years of love.
Do you have any better titles?
No.
All right. 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian. I'll say episode 873. You say 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian, and then we'll get going. After you're done chewing.
That was louder than anticipated. All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Episode 873.
Hey, why'd you take a drink right there?
I didn't think I was supposed to do anything. I missed what you said. 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go again. Episode 873.
10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Brick New Theology at Warp Speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We are back.
Back together.
For the 873rd time. That's not true, actually.
I know it's a little bit off, but it's pretty close. 10 years, Ben. 10 years ago today, actually this evening, I went to your house out in Ramsey, where we used to record, and we recorded some random episode of The Life Report, which was our original podcast.
Yeah, who even cares?
And then we followed it up with the premiere, the pilot episode of the Sci-Fi Christian. So you came to my house right here, January 11th, 2021, and if this night goes well for me, if like bedtime with the kids goes well and Dez doesn't mind me leaving for a little while, I hope to post this today, January 11th, 2021, the 10-year anniversary of the Sci-Fi Christian.
You know, just put a lock on that door over there.
Actually, I think it does have a lock.
Oh, you're golden.
Yeah. So, wow, it's a journey.
It is, and I'd just like to take a moment and make my annual joke about getting a hotel room with you, and okay, you can have your annual tradition of pretending not to hear it.
All right, thank you. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. We took a picture beforehand. Maybe I'll put that on the website if I can figure it out.
We took a few pictures beforehand.
Man, I'm so excited, and I've been excited for this year. I mean, 10 years, I feel like, who would have ever thought when we started this that we'd still be doing it 10 years later?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to find out, I thought it'd be fun to see how many Patreon episodes we've done. Didn't have time for that today. Busy work day. It sounds like you're
very, very busy. I am admiring your home office setup here, and my favorite part is that you have a business card holder, even though you are working from right home.
Guess what this is for?
Oh, your phone.
I put my phone on it sideways. It's a little TV stand.
Okay. I thought it was for business.
Technically.
Okay, that makes sense, because I was very curious why you had your business card holder set up when you were from home.
Yeah, technically this is a business card holder, but, you know, I get my work done and I watch a little TV.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, it's good.
You know, I worked all weekend. All I did was watch the football games.
Man, just wait, listeners. If you are a subscriber to our Patreon feed, patreon.com/thesci-fi-christian, you'll want to check out Inside the Punt to find out how our predictions went. There's a story there.
Yeah, they did not go well.
All right, let's see what we got here. Ben, so far we have done 43 episodes of Uncensored. So here we go. I'll give you my calculator.
Okay. Well, what year is this calculator
from? Well, this is a special calculator to me. This is my grandpa's calculator.
Holy smokes. Did he get it in World War I?
So start with 873, because I know you're kind of hinting you did miss some episodes in season two. But honestly, because of how many time loops I did and like posting your sermons and finding old episodes we never released, you didn't miss that much.
Right.
You missed half a year.
Well, and it's the Sci-Fi Christian collectively.
Yes, exactly. So here we go. 873 plus 43 episodes of the Uncensored feed.
Okay.
41 episodes of Extra.
Okay.
14 episodes of Inside the Hoop.
Okay.
15 episodes of Inside the Punt.
All right.
I'm skipping stuff Ben doesn't like. I'm assuming that you agree.
Yeah.
Now it's getting a little tougher because I don't have the exact breakdowns of the others. This will just take a second. Well, where are we at so far?
We're at 986.
All right, here we go. Inside the Outfield, 4 episodes.
990.
Inside the Puck, 3 episodes.
993.
Quai Guys, 1 episode.
994.
Now, when we did the Bendaboto beer show, was that its own thing or was that part
that
of Uncensored?
That was Uncensored.
Are you sure? I'm going to go check.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm not going to count Owl Buddies, if that's okay with you, because I wasn't on that one.
All right.
Let's see. Like I said, I'm not going to count stuff Ben doesn't like. All right. So
this is our 995th episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
I wish it was. What if I had just on accident landed at 1,000?
I mean,
that would have been awesome.
I feel like we could have done this calculation a few months ago and
figured it out. Okay. So then we started. So you're at 995. I know we started the Life Report in, let's just say, early September.
Yeah.
And we did it weekly, I believe.
We did.
And we stopped in April. So September, October, November, December, January.
Did you see we got an email from a listener who listened from the Life Report?
I'm just roughly saying 20 additional episodes then.
Okay.
I don't think that's right, though. How many episodes do you think we did of the Life Report? Let's just say 25.
25 sounds right to me.
So 995 plus 25 equals... 1020. So approximately in our lifetime together,
1,000 episodes,
we've done about 1,020
episodes. But if you took out the ones I was off of.
Yes. Okay, there we go. So today, what if that this is a great, this could be awesome. What if, and Brian Kozer, if you're listening, he's our historian, he has sfc.blue, which, listeners, if you haven't checked it out, sfc.blue, awesome website that catalogs our history. And it's a review of each episode individually, telling you if it's worth checking out those back episodes or not. Anyways, Brian, if at this point and you're listening to it in a few years, if you wouldn't mind finding out, subtract all the episodes Ben wasn't on.
Yeah.
Is it possible this is our 1,000th episode? 1,000th. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 1,000. What if that's happening right now? We don't even know.
Amazing. Brian, you need to check that, please.
Please, sooner than later.
Yeah.
Don't make us wait 5 years.
Right.
Wow. I'll just pretend this is episode 1,000. Congratulations.
Wow, that's awesome.
So tonight, we're both basically just going to be celebrating 10 years. We're going to be telling you some ideas we have for this year and how, like, tonight's the night, January 11th, 2021. But this is going to be the year of celebration. We're celebrating 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian all year in 2021.
Yeah, so, getting the band back together.
So we're going to be doing tons of fun things that are really celebrating us.
Yes.
Less listener focused, more us focused. That's kind of the initiative for 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to even hear from you guys.
No, I mean, we do like feedback still. But Ben, I've prepared some ideas for what we could do to celebrate this year. I know you have some possibly. I mean, you said you did, but I never know if that's real.
Well, I had an idea. Yes.
Okay. An idea. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, do you want to just get yours out of the way?
Well, how about I mix it in?
Okay, great.
Mix it in, because that way when I hear yours, I can know kind of where I'm at.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, so we mentioned it during season 2 when you were briefly away, I was playing time loop episodes. This is a thing I made up so that you'd still be on the show even though you weren't actively recording new episodes, yeah. Where I, just 1 year later, replayed our...
I think it's fair to say this show cannot function without both of us.
Yeah, we need to be together.
Right.
So I replayed, like I said, 1 year later, my favorite episodes from the year before. And then since then, we've done occasional time loops, and they've become more and more sporadic as years have gone on. I could check, but I won't. But I'm saying one a year at most, it seems like, lately. Well, I was thinking... I mean, we've never really time looped most of, almost anything past season 2.
Right.
So, best of the best. You and me go through the list.
The best of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yes, best of the Sci-Fi Christian, and we'll time loop. I'm not saying often, maybe one or two a month, throughout our very favorite episodes.
Yeah, one or two a month is a lot.
Maybe one a month.
I think one a month
at the
most.
So, and then kind of going hand in hand with that, just as we're talking about best of the best, we've done, as of... end of December, 10 end of the year listener appreciation jubilees.
That's awesome. Well, 11 if you count the Life Report, because we did do one.
That's
there.
Right. So that means, let's just talk about the Sci-Fi Christian, ignoring the Life Report, we have 10 nominees for best episode of all time.
Oh my goodness.
And even though mostly we're not going to involve the listeners in these ideas, this could be a listener voted. What is your favorite episode of the each year's best of the
year? You know, it probably won't work for every category. in our ballot, but we could probably get a number of categories like best episode title.
Yeah.
Let's get the winners from that. Yeah. Have them duke it out.
Yes. So
what is the winner of the winners?
So, I mean, we don't have to wait for the end of the year for this because we've already done 10 years of this.
You know what this is like? This is like Champions Week on Jeopardy.
Exactly. It's like Champions Year.
Yeah.
So I'll prepare. I'll do all the work to put together the ballot. But I guess, listeners, we will need you for voting for the best of the best. So are each of the year's winners. You pick your very favorite. And maybe, no, I'm just thinking of this off the top of my head. Maybe for this, it might be worth, because I know it feels like every year we have new listeners that, you know, have never checked out those past episodes.
Well, I hope
It might be worth, I'm afraid you're going to say no right away, time looping the 10 best episodes.
Yeah, I think so.
That way people know what they're voting for.
Absolutely.
Okay. So maybe some, let's just say we know that you're going to take a vacation this summer or something. Maybe that could be kind of over a 2-week period or something. We could just release these 10.
All of them in a row? I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, it's like a little, what do we used to call that? Hiatus. It's like our hiatus episodes.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it. So, okay, so we're on the same page for that.
I feel like that's a good way to get our regular long-term listeners to stop paying attention to us.
I see what you're saying. All right, so you're on the same page with that. Okay, great. All right, well, should I keep going with some ideas?
Yeah.
All right. What about this? I remember in our first episode, the pilot episode, which we recorded 10 years ago tonight, maybe even 10 years ago right this very second. We started out by, we wanted the listeners to know what are we into, what are our likes and dislikes. So we list out some favorites. And so I don't know if we did unfavorites, but you know, for sure we did things that we liked.
Yeah, we were trying to be more positive back then.
Okay, so it might be fun at some point this year. I'll go ahead and listen to our past episode. Maybe you can too if you want. And we come to the show and we discuss what's changed over 10 years. How different are we in, like, what did I say I loved in 2011 that in 2021 I don't really love?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
So, all right. You think I still like Lost?
I think my list would be very different.
I also think it would be different.
Yeah, you still like, but are you currently into Lost? I don't think you're actively into Lost.
Yeah, I mean, when we started the Sci-Fi Christian, Lost had been over for less than 1 year.
Right.
It was like 6 months later we're starting the show. So, yeah. All right, so we'll revisit the pilot episode. How have things changed? I kind of feel like it's weird just listening off my ideas.
When do you want me to jump in?
Yeah, jump in with something. Then maybe you can make up some along the way.
So I'll do my best. I'm pretty good at that. So, you know, you and I have various opinions that I think over time, you know, reoccur or whatever, like you with superheroes and me with not liking superheroes and so on. So I thought that we could probably do our top five favorite and least favorite each other's opinions.
So the things that you like that I don't really like.
Yeah, or so just like it can be broader than opinions. Maybe it's just things like, you know, like your face, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I could see this having some potential. Maybe we could work on that one a little bit.
I feel like you're uncomfortable with the idea. That would honestly be on my least favorite list.
Well,
is that you are too easily uncomfortable with wonderful ideas I come up with.
No, you know, I feel like
Number four.
I think you would be great at this idea.
Yeah.
And I think it would be harder for me. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Whenever we do countdowns, you pick apart and like just bash all of my picks. and I like to thoughtfully listen to your favorite things.
Yeah, but there's things I like that you don't like.
Yeah.
You're not a Catholic. So there's one.
I still like Catholics.
Yeah, but you, not that much.
Maybe not all of Catholic doctrine. But yeah, I don't know if I want to put that in my top five things I don't like about you.
Okay, well, you know.
So your best idea you've come to our anniversary episode with is top five things I don't like about you.
and like. We're going to do both. I like dueling lists.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you. You know, here's a good way to pause. You had asked me to save a voicemail that we received just last week so you could actually hear it.
Okay.
And it's about SFC.blue. I think this might be a good place for us to take a break, and I'll read some more ideas, I bet, because I have a whole list here. So as I'm looking at the list, I feel like we got to keep this thing going. This is a 10-year
I feel like everybody's really enjoying this episode so far.
Oh, definitely. All right, here we go. This is Brian Kozer.
Hey, guys. This is Brian Kozer. It is March 10th, 2020. I think I mentioned last time I called, but I was going to use this as my oral journal.
I'm not playing the right
one. I think I mentioned that. So I'm just walking home from work. And
yeah, March 10th. That doesn't sound right.
March 10th, 2020. I'm playing the wrong one, but let's just play it, and then I'll play the real one.
I'm calling because I wanted to talk about the top 100 sci-fi author countdown. So I'm listening right now. I'm in the low 300s, which is at the end of 2014 for you guys on the episode, on the podcast. And I just wanted to talk about the countdown real quick. You know, it's at the end of your season 4. And it's important to me personally because when I started listening, which means that on my re-listen project, I'm about to get into all the episodes that I was first hearing when I first started listening to you guys. But then I also wanted to say, what a great countdown. I'm actually going to mark all of these episodes as essential on my SFC Blue site, because it's just such a good mixture of you guys introducing people to new authors. Listening to this, I'm reminded of a bunch of different authors that I checked out for the first time after hearing the podcast. And then there's a bunch of people that wrote in with their favorite authors that were romance authors or young adult authors. And you guys reading Amazon reviews or Amazon, descriptions.
Just going to pause it for a second. That was fun. I'm remembering this now. Oh, do you remember this at all?
I do. Like, that was fun.
When you didn't know what to say, you would just go to Amazon and humorously read the descriptions.
Yeah. I love doing that.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Of some of the books of those folks was really quite humorous. So it was a good mixture of a really interesting topic. Of course, you know, I like lists. And then all of the humor you guys bring as well. So it's just interesting to loop back around, get back to this point. And, I'm about 100 episodes behind right now. I'm posting episodes of SFC Blue. So I think I'm in the low 200s on the site, but, I've been busy lately. And, I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to start posting some more. So I'm sure next time I call, it'll be 120 that I'll be behind. But that's all right. Maybe I'll call in next time and kind of give my thoughts about season 4 as a whole. And, all right. Thanks, Voice Journal.
Well, that's great that we played a voicemail from 10 months ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I see the right one here. I had it. But
maybe we should do a few more and then we can come back to the voicemail.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I didn't have the right one there, but I feel like that's still kind of nice hearing some things from our past. I mean, of anybody's voicemail to play, Brian's the one.
I've never heard that voicemail. So yeah. That was,
well, I mean, you do have access to that voicemail.
Yeah, I never listen to voicemail.
Okay, I do. I listen. Do you, I have a question? So listeners, I listen to all the voicemails, of course, and I save them for a day like today. Do you read all the email feedback?
I usually do.
Okay,
I saw.
I did think you did.
I saw the person who's been listening since the Life Report days.
Yeah, I have that here. So we'll come back.
Fantastic.
To that.
Well, yeah. So actually, when I say I don't listen to voicemail, and this is maybe just a good FYI for you, I mean I don't listen to voicemail.
Oh, period.
Period.
So in real life, even
in real life.
Okay. So if I call you and you don't answer, you want me to text you then?
I mean, you're welcome to leave a voicemail. It will not be heard.
I'll read this email from Trisha. So, full disclosure, I don't know that we know Trisha.
Okay.
I mean, you read the email. I don't know. This might be the first time she's ever written in.
Which begs the question, how in the world did she find the Life Report?
Let's read her email. Hello, Matt and Ben. Just wanted to drop a line and let you know there is another longtime listener out in the podcast audience universe. I started listening to you guys with the Life Report. I remember when Ben was an apprentice pastor and you had some of his sermons as podcasts. A lot has happened in the world since then, in my life as well as yours, but the Sci-Fi Christian Podcast has always been there for me during my commute home from work. I am very grateful for all of the laughs and thought-breaking episodes that leave me pondering my existence for days. I appreciate all your hard work and time you put into making all these shows very much. Still have one of your water bottles. Here's to 10 more years. Sorry, I missed that last word. Here's to 10 more years. Thanks, Trisha. So, Trisha, thank you. And thanks for writing in. I possibly wrote in the past. I don't remember, but I'm appreciative to hear this message.
Man, I didn't even remember we had water bottles.
Yeah, I remember. Like,
I'm
wearing a Sci-Fi Christian shirt tonight, it's from our store. Do you remember what our store's website was? We should plug it tonight.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't. I remember having a store.
We still do, I'm sure.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you try to find it. So, okay. Trisha, thank you very much. I don't know how you found the Life Report. I don't think I ever played Life Report episodes in the main feed other than the history of Christianity podcast that we did for.
Yeah, that was a winner.
That didn't go so well. That was season 2, wasn't it? Or was that season 1?
That was season 2.
Yeah, so thank you, Trisha. I'm going to go to another episode idea I have after Ben sees if he can find that.
I'm not finding it yet, so go ahead and do your...
Wait, I want you to listen, though.
Okay.
I need your
I'm putting
attention.
My phone down.
Okay. So, Brian in his voicemail had mentioned that we did the top 100 authors countdown. And, you know, over the years, we've done top 100 movies, TV shows. Did we do movies twice?
Yes.
We did one where, because we changed the way we took the votes, and listeners basically put in their votes. You figured it out mostly, except for one year I did the movies, and then you wanted to do it better, so that's why that happened twice. Well, this year, as we said, we're celebrating our opinions.
Right.
So, for the first time, I think, and this is, we've never done this before in 10 years, I think we should make a list. Let's just say it's movies, as an example. Top 25 movies, but we together decide the order and the entries. So
that could be a diverse list.
So how that will look is in the Sci-Fi Christian extra feed, it'll be just a free-flowing conversation, not really an episode, more of a planning session, but it's in the extra feed and people like the behind-the-scenes content. So we'll bring, let's just say it's 25. We'll bring that list to the main feed, but we'll have to talk it out. There may be some negotiation along the way.
Right.
I'll be like, you put Back to the Future high, I'll let you bump up 2001, that kind of thing.
Well, 2001 is my number one movie.
I understand. So but is it our number one movie?
See, that's where this could get interesting.
Exactly. So we've never done it before. We've never done a joint list. This is the year. And if we like doing it once, we could do it for lots of things. So I have some ideas here. For example, we've talked about favorite movies. We could do favorite movie, like non-genre, or we could do favorite sci-fi movie, since we are a sci-fi Christian podcast. We could do favorite TV shows together. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Favorite books, that would probably be the hardest list for us to agree on, I think.
You think so? Yeah. I think movies could be pretty tough.
So here's the idea. Let's try it once. So if we were going to try it once and see if it even works, and then, you know, do you want to start with movies?
Yeah,
let's start with movies. Or books?
Okay. Start with movies.
All right. So at some point this year, we'll try it out. We'll have an extra episode where you and I just talk it out.
Yeah.
What number do you feel like is reasonable? Should we just do 10? 25. Should we do 20? 25?
I think it's got to be a big thing.
All right. And then do we do it over the course of multiple episodes, or is that one giant episode where we say, because we're not going back and forth.
I don't know.
I think it's just one giant episode then.
That could be a long episode.
All right. Great. Man, you like my ideas so far.
No, you've got great ideas. I mean, I wish you'd reciprocated with liking mine.
I mean, I'd be fine coming up with things I like about you.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay, let's do it.
Top 5 countdowns. So we look at all of our countdowns.
Top 5 top 5s.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Was that your idea?
No.
Okay. I was worried you were going to say I came up with that.
I feel like we may have talked about it before, but I'll count it as original.
Okay.
So top 5 top 5s.
Yeah.
And then top 10 top 10s and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
If whatever we've done. Okay. Good. All right. I have found the correct Brian Kozer voice message. This one is from Monday, January 4th
This is last week,
2021. Here we go.
Hey guys, Brian Kozer here, SFC Blue, and just sending in an update here at the beginning of 2021. So the plan is serious about getting these episodes uploaded. So I've got about a year's worth of your episodes that are just sitting, that I've already listened to back last year and just didn't get time to post them. First goal, get those 100 done. And then while I'm doing that, the goal is to listen to about an episode a day and start getting those uploaded as well. So you should be seeing hopefully 2 new episodes a day. And then when I'm caught up, then it'll be 1 new episode a day. By the end of that, hopefully we should be up to episode 700. That's 5.5 years of podcasting. We should be able to knock out in 1 year if I can stay on track. And Yeah, I just got two posted today for the first time since June, which feels like a lifetime ago, of course, with how 2020 went. So it's going to be good to get these out there for everybody to see, and hope you enjoy. And maybe I'll send some more voicemails in, give you guys some periodic updates. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Brian, keep the updates coming, and huge thank you to you and to Melissa, because I'm guessing that this takes time away from your family, all the work you're doing on this. So that's SFC.blue, right. The best website there is.
I agree.
I mean, I like to check it out periodically.
It says it right on there. It says, my favorite website on the internet, Matt Anderson.
I mean, that is 100% true. So thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. All right. Ben, why don't you tell everybody your idea for this runtime countdown?
Well, people might think this sounds incredibly boring. So if it does, you can give us that feedback. So I started thinking.
We're doing it. I'm committed to this idea.
Okay.
I haven't sent you the file, I know, right. But I am committed.
So I started thinking, you know, because we did like every favorite movie by every year that we've seen movies.
I like that episode.
So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, well, what about runtime? You know, you've got like movies that are 120 minutes, 121 minutes, 122 minutes. Then I started thinking, okay, what if I took every runtime between 1 minute, you know, short movie, and 3 hours? And I bet I've seen movies for most points in there. And indeed, when I checked it, I had. So it took a little work to get, because this is not as easily downloadable through Letterboxd. And you do have to agree on a source of truth for this, because like IMDb will sometimes have a different runtime than Letterboxd. So what I wound up going with was TMDB, which is a different website that Letterboxd uses to seed their site. So that's where they're getting all their data from. And that way I figured that was the safest to do, because we're storing the list on Letterboxd. So it may not tie out if you go to another website. But so I got all of that. And then I had a list of every movie I'd seen, at least that I've marked on Letterboxd as seen, sorted by runtime, and there was really only a handful in there between, say, 1 minute and 200 minutes that I hadn't seen. And so, skipping over the gaps, of course, I created a list of my favorite movie at each runtime, which is similar to the year thing, because sometimes you've only seen one, yeah, sometimes only two. But then, you know, as you can imagine, as you get into the middle, say that 90 to 2.5 hour range, you get quite a few.
Yeah, I really like this idea, and it's creative in the sense that I would have never even thought to make a list by runtime, but as I've mentioned in past episodes, I love Letterboxd lists, so I'm all for it. So the reason I've been delaying on sending you the file is I'm going back and marking watched on movies I know I haven't reviewed, but that I do know I've watched. And I'm just trying to get a really clean list to send to you so you can get me back those red times. So this is on our agenda. I think we're going to shoot to do this in February, or at least start it.
At least start it, yeah. So, yeah, I've got, let's see, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 between 1 minute and 200 minutes that I was missing.
I've got some great feedback here. I believe it's somebody from Europe, because I spell favorite different than us here in America.
Yeah.
I am really sorry to say, listener, I don't have your name here, and I don't know where this feedback is from. You would think it's from my email, but it's not. So it has to be from social media, and I don't know if I didn't have a name attached. I'm pretty good at keeping names.
Call them the British person?
I don't know if they're British, necessarily. Well,
why else would they be spelling favorite?
Is that the only place that spells favorite with a U?
Yeah, everywhere else.
What about Australia?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to read this nice feedback. And so, listener, I'm sorry I don't know your name, but I do want to thank you. Here it is. Hi, Matt. Thanks for accepting my request.
Okay, hi, Matt.
This is okay. Thank you for accepting my request. This might be from Goodreads. Oh, boy.
It doesn't matter where it's from.
You don't think so? All right. Love the podcast. It's been a favorite of mine for many years, as one of the first I ever listened to, and I think still the best Christian geek podcast on the web. You and Ben balance each other out so well, and the level of theological depth and also humor you guys bring is greatly appreciated. I've learned a lot about theology and Christian history from you guys, and also how to appreciate good fiction and have greatly affected and improved my tastes in entertainment. When I first started listening, I thought Ben was overly harsh and critical about everything, but I have come to respect and appreciate his opinions as he has explained through the years what helps to make good fiction and also the difference between intelligent popcorn movies and just dumb action. Thank you for Matt for being the more enthusiastic half of the duo and reminding me it's okay to like fun stuff too. Thanks again for...
It is not.
Thanks again for all you guys do. P.S. You can use this in listener feedback if you like, which we don't actually have listener feedback, but you know, for tonight, why not pat ourselves on the back? 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of my favorite things about doing the podcast is that people tune in and they think, that Ben guy, I've just about had enough of him. And then they listen for a couple years and suddenly they realize, wait a second, he knew what he was talking about all along.
I mean, I don't know if you're joking, but you're right.
I'm not joking. I'm 100% correct.
I mean, that is true. That is what usually happens. And I do want to thank this listener for saying it's okay to like enthusiastic fun things because we've had, or to be enthusiastic about just fun things because we've had other listeners who have said it's okay. Matt has taught me it's okay to like dumb things. So thank you. Thank you for your wording.
That's great.
All right. Ben.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
This is not about, this isn't really about an episode. I'm just curious about something. And I meant to ask you during Books 2020 and I never did. I feel like it's a good anniversary question.
Why not?
Now, as you may remember, Ben, you are the audiobook narrator for Flight of the Angels.
Yeah.
I have a note here from Books 2019 that you were going to start recording the audio for the sequel, Hornet's Nest, for the Rainies. So tell me about that.
That did not happen.
Ever? Or it will? Or
it will happen. Okay. It has not happened.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Rainies.
Yeah, sorry, Rainies. I want to say also, I don't know if you know this, but I saw on Facebook memories today that 7 years ago today,
we met the Rainies.
Yes, on January 11th, 2014, we met Alan and Aaron for the first time and their families for the first time on this date.
Yeah.
So it's another great anniversary.
I love the Rainies.
Me too.
So, I'm a big fan.
You know, Alan and Aaron, sorry that Ben hasn't done this for you yet. I'll continue to try to encourage him.
I don't know, maybe you should read book two.
I could be one of the characters. No, I don't want it to be confusing though, like Dune.
Like a full cast drama, yes. But it's just you and me. I don't think we'll be
invited. It's just me sometimes.
We will not be invited back for book three.
All right, let's see. Where are we at with these ideas? Okay, so here's another idea I had that is similar to the runtime idea and similar to the best of every year, but we've never done it alphabetical, and here's what I mean. Our favorite movies, A to Z. Now, you and I have already talked about this offline.
Right.
I think you're on board. But again, I'm just going to make an example. We'll say sci-fi movies. Yeah. Although we could do genre.
Any movies.
We could do anything, really. So let's say we do our favorite sci-fi movies, A to Z. It would be exactly what it sounds like. A movie that starts with A. What's our favorite movie that starts with A? Our favorite sci-fi movie that starts with B. C, and so on. You know how it works.
Yeah, I know. Alphabetizing.
I feel like this is something we could really do for lots of different genres. We could do sci-fi movies. We could do all-time favorite movies. I don't know.
Yeah,
comedies if you want. Although
you'd have to choose between the Back to the Futures.
You're right. I would choose the first one.
Obviously.
So I'm pretty excited about our favorite movies, A to Z. Do you want to start with sci-fi, or do you want to start just every movie?
Just every movie.
Okay, so all movies A to Z. Our favorite movies A to Z. That's coming up in 2020.
We should make sure we've seen one from every alphabet place.
Well, just like what happened, like when we got to the 40s or 30s, I just had to find one and watch it to get on the list. So that's
I'm scanning now. So far, I'm good with A and B.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Just keep looking. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, I don't know about like Z.
It would say you're not. That's the fun of, we'll have to go find a movie. Well, like Zorro. You can watch. I'm sure you've seen a Zorro movie.
The Mask of Zorro.
You have to find a movie that's just called Zorro.
Yeah. I was going to say X, but then I remembered, X-Men.
X-Men, of course.
Right. C's looking good.
All right. It's your turn to do the next idea.
One idea I had would be to talk about all the things.
Okay, if you don't have any ideas, I do have an email.
Okay, yeah, please read the email.
I have a voicemail about Owl Buddies. Although, that's fantastic. Kind of feel like we haven't really talked about Owl Buddies for a while. Is this still a thing?
Owl Buddies took a hit during the pandemic because we couldn't see each other. But I got to say, Me and the Owl Buddy's been in the office most days together.
Right, I mean, I just remember when you liked squirrels, it was a pretty big deal. But since you switched to owls, it's like, does he still like owls?
Well, why can't I like owls in silence?
Silent owls. All right.
Yeah, why do I have to trumpet it from the rooftops?
Here's a voicemail.
And I still like squirrels, so...
So I tried to curate these voicemails so they would be anniversary-ish. This one's about the Owl Buddy, so this one's specifically for you. Here you go.
Okay.
Hoot! Hoot! I guess that's what we're supposed to do when we call in as part of the Owl Buddies. This is Kevin from the Bellingham chapter of the Owl Buddies.
Kevin.
So we need... magisterial interpretation of the Owl Buddy rules from the Grand Poobah of the Owl Buddies, whether or not we can have more than four Owl Buddies in an Owl Buddy chapter. We currently have eight people who are strong candidates for being Owl Buddies. Like vetted people, like these are legitimate contenders to be Owl Buddies. And I'd hate to exclude anyone from this. We could start two chapters here, but that's starting to seem a little excessive. So, as leader of the Owl Buddies, we need your insight. Tell us what our dues costs are. I mean, we can send the salt packets, ketchup packets. If you want, otherwise, we'll send a picture of the Bellingham Owl Buddies chapter, when we get around to our inaugural Owl Buddies meeting. And, we would love to, record an interview of the Bellingham chapter, Bellingham, Washington, if that's also what the chair, the Grand Poobah of the Owl Buddies would like. Of course, got my email, got my Facebook. Let me know about whether or not we can have more than four. The mugs are the problem. Do I order two sets of mugs, one set of mug? I don't know. All right, give us your magisterial advice. Thank you.
Well, I would have gotten back to you sooner, Kevin, but as I've established, I don't listen to voicemails.
Are you interested in when this voicemail is from?
Yeah. Long time.
February 13th, 2020.
Okay, so... I just heard your voicemail today, here in January 2021, because I do not listen to voicemails, as previously established. So a couple of things. First of all, I think you knew what the truth was, Kevin. There's four mugs in the set. You're going to need two sets of mugs. You're going to need two chapters of the Owl Buddies. Now, if you guys want to have joint meetings, that's up to you. But let's not sit here and pretend like we can just reinvent the wheel. Because you want to have eight people. You can't have eight people. It's four Owl Buddies to a chapter. Or less. You can have fewer Owl Buddies. We only have three because I haven't found anybody worthy of the fourth mug.
Now, I want to ask you about this fourth mug or the mugs in general. Tried to buy my mugs really shortly after we posted about them.
Yeah.
I mean, really shortly. And I think our listeners... might have bought them in mass because they were
sold out.
They're sold out. And so I've never been able to actually buy my Owl Buddy mugs. Now, do we have to get that exact set?
Or yeah, that's the set.
So what happens?
Sorry.
If I buy any other Owl mugs.
You can start your own club. I'm not telling you can't do that, but you can't be an Owl Buddy.
Like, for example, I just now found on Amazon a group of ceramic owl mugs, but it's a set of six.
Okay.
So those are not Owl Buddies.
Why are they the Owl Buddy mugs?
I can't remember exactly what they look like, but I'm assuming that not.
Well, then I think you got your answer.
Are these? Can you come around and look at this real quick? I may have found them. They might be back if these are the right ones. Ben's coming around the table here. You should maybe take off your headphones.
Okay.
Are these it right here?
Oh yeah, that's it.
This is it right here.
That's it.
Okay, they're back.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so I might have to start my own. I have somebody who asked me, Jake, if you're still listening, I haven't forgotten you. It's just that I couldn't get the mugs, but here they are. So these are the exact mugs, you're certain.
I'm positive.
So we can start doing Owl Buddy.
I look at them every day.
So I can do Owl Buddy episodes, you know, for the Owl Buddy Hour with my own chapter.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the Owl Buddy
Hour. Which one are you, orange, blue, Yellow or brown?
I'd have to check.
You don't know your own Owl Buddy mug?
No.
Are you serious? You don't know if it's orange, blue, yellow, or brown?
Because I love them all.
So you use all of them?
No.
There's one that's yours. And you don't know the color of your own mug?
I don't know it.
I would definitely pick orange.
Good news.
I'm going to buy these.
I have seen a movie from every letter of the alphabet.
Wow.
See. And several numbers.
Whoa, we should talk about numbers. We should talk about numbers, but not first. This is A to Z, but let's talk about numbers. So is this worth $27? Well, like, how much did you spend?
I don't know.
You don't remember? I feel like it was like $20 when you did it.
I guess it depends on your level of commitment to the Owl Buddies.
I've got Jake. I need two more local members of the Owl Buddies so we can do an Owl Buddy hour of our own. Okay, this is good. All right, well, that was Kevin, right?
Yes. Kevin. I've seen a movie that starts with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8, but not 6, man, 7, this,
that
or 9.
Could be fun also.
Huh. No, I'm just counting the first digit. So right. Like the 400 blows, that's 4.
Oh, no, you got to do a number that starts with 4.
Well,
and like I think you sent me like 8.5 weeks, so that's 8.5.
It's not 8.5 weeks, just 8.5.
Oh, okay. Well, you get what I'm saying. So yeah. That's the number 8.5. So if we were to list it, we'd be like counting down. It's like, well, hold on, it's not 8 yet. I'm at 8.5.
Well, that's
and a half.
The only 8 movie I've seen is 8.5.
It's not 8, it's 8.5. It's clearly.
Well, all right.
I've got an awesome email from a listener in Canada. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Just wanted to give you a big... This is from Toby.
Thanks. Oh, I did read this one. This is a good email.
I know. It's such a good one. Just wanted to give you a big shout out from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Believe it or not, I am a 10-year listener and love the podcast. I never listen to the Life Report.
Well, you're not a 10-year listener because
why are you saying
we
that?
Haven't existed for 10 years when he wrote this email.
He wrote it like 2 weeks ago. So thank you, Toby. I'll give you credit for this. Love the banter, love the in-depth topics, and we recommend them to friends. So thank you for putting out great material. Also, for Ben, Moon News. Now, do you want me to read Moon News right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am an RCMP officer who works in a covert section. Okay, do we want to talk about RCMP?
I assume it's Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
All right. Secret squirrel, as they say. And in my time in this section, 4 years now, I have not heard of any lizard people. Or secret bases, or anything outlandish happening on the moon. So sorry about that, but it's true. Anyway, as a fellow Christian, I want to thank you for making my personal relationship with Jesus a better one, making me laugh, and most of the time, keeping me company on my walks. Anytime you need a friend from the left coast of Canada, need secret Canadian police information, or a comment on a movie or a show I watched, please reach out. Thanks again, Toby, and he has a picture here. Toby, thank you. Thank you for this feedback and for listening for so long. It's great to hear from you, and I believe, just like Trisha, I don't think we've heard from Toby before.
I don't think so.
So these 10-year listeners are coming out of the woodwork.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, I do want to argue with Toby a little bit,
I figured
is a good thing to do.
That's usually what happens when
you meet
feedback.
A new friend.
Yeah.
So a few points of rebuttal to you, Toby. Number one, just because you haven't heard something doesn't mean it's not true. The absence of evidence is not in itself evidence. Number two, if you had heard of lizard people, I can guarantee you would not be allowed to tell us and might, in fact, have orders to spread disinformation. And you might just see a certain podcast as a pretty juicy honeypot for where to spread your misinformation. Number three, if lizard people do rule the world, do you think they're letting Canada in on their secrets? They are not.
Wow. Yeah, I've come to really appreciate Canada over the years. So thank you, Toby.
Really? Why?
Thank you, Canada. Okay, so I think I've went through most of my ideas here.
I like Canada, but in a, you know, in a teasing sort of way.
Yeah. All right. So we've talked about the best of the best. We've talked about the time loops. We've talked about the runtime and A to Z. We've talked about... what's this? Our favorite? Our favorites in various topics, maybe comedies, maybe TV shows, maybe sci-fi. I think we're winding down. Now, this last part, it's not totally anniversary. It's more what we would have done at the in a beginning of the year episode, but it is the beginning of the year. I found while I was researching for this episode to kind of bring back some history from the show, I found a spreadsheet that we put together with ideas for future episodes.
Was this like the one we put together right at the beginning?
Not exactly. It was a shared file.
Okay.
So some of these are going to sound... So I have this... I mean, some of these you're not going to like at all, so I'm surprised they even made the list.
Well, you never know. I'm a pretty agreeable guy.
All right, here we go. I mean, some of them are comic book related. I don't know, like, when you would have. Oh, yeah, I have dates by these. Like, here's an idea you had in 2013.
Wow.
Okay. Examples of movies shot back to back being a bad idea.
Back to the Future and Matrix.
All right. So hold off. If you like the ideas, we'll have to come back to it.
Okay.
Top five out of continuity storylines. Out of continuity. So that sounds like comic book related. You want to do an episode on the proof of God's existence? Do we ever do that?
I don't know.
This is real old. I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
Top five sci-fi things that suck, but we love for nostalgic reasons. That sounds like something we've done before.
Yeah.
Top five comic events. You're out on that, I think. Top five historical figures in sci-fi.
Like Abraham Lincoln?
Like, yeah, like maybe like, I think, isn't Abe Lincoln in Bill and Ted? Like, I think that's the example.
He's in the vampire.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, that's an idea. Top five sci-fi villains. That's another one that sounds like we maybe have done that. Top five trickster characters in mythology.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let me read through that. What is this exactly? New versus old. It's remake versus original. Comparing things, I guess. Theology by way of sci-fi. No explanation of what that means. Do you know what that means? Theology by way.
That sounds like the premise of our show.
I told you this is a very old spreadsheet. Theological fact-checking of movies. For example, Indiana Jones.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Virtual ethics. I remember doing that series. Digital piracy. Have we talked about digital piracy? And what would it have to do with what we talked about with, like, morality and...
Well, it's a virtual subject. I don't know.
Okay. Here's one. I'm sure this must be your idea. Do spoilers really spoil? Yeah. You've touched on this a number of times, but
I've made my point throughout the years.
Oh, my gosh. We have a prepared title for an episode we never did.
Okay.
The title that would be like episode 899, There's Something About Mary, and it's about Marian apparitions.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Okay. All right. Now here's something long that it's okay. I'm just going to read it. This is a note from you. Here's an interesting alternate reading that might be fun to talk about sometime and which could even be true. The Voyage of the Don Treader is a retelling of Dante's Purgatorio.
Oh, yeah. I think that's accurate.
You wrote that. You wrote that note.
That's why it sounds like such a good idea.
And then you followed up by saying, I'm also interested in doing an episode on archetypal narratives, specifically looking at a narrative like the Odyssey or Hamlet that's foundational to Western culture and asking why that is. That could potentially be a series of episodes.
Yeah, I think archetypal narratives is a very fascinating idea. In fact, it kind of ties into the 2021 episode I want to do involving Lord of the Rings, which I'm not prepared to do tonight.
Oh, so we're not doing the narrative.
Let's do it tonight.
What's it called?
Controlling narrative. Let's do it next week for sure.
Okay. I don't think we can next week.
Yeah, we can.
We got a big week next week with the 75s.
Right. We'll get through it.
All right. Do you like hearing these old ideas you had or not really?
I like when I have great ideas.
Which ones have you... So far, which ones really stick out? I'm going to highlight the ones you actually like.
I like the Mary one. I like archetypal narratives.
Okay. Did you give a thumbs down to Don Treader?
Well, I mean, that would be fine.
Okay.
I don't know if people would be interested or not.
One quick one and then two long ones. A discussion on the borderline between absurdism and surrealism in light of Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good idea, but do you think the time has passed on Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
This poor book, Canticle for Leibowitz. We both read it, and we've never done a review of it still. Now I don't barely even remember it. I read it, I think, 5 years ago. All right. Job? Did you have an idea to do an episode on Job?
Maybe.
Do you, just off the top of your head, do you have any...
Well, I find the Book of Job very fascinating.
We must have mentioned it because our listener Philip wrote in and said, if you guys are doing an episode on the Book of Job this year, which we did not, you have to see this Danish film called Adam's Apples starring Mads Mikkelsen on Prime.
I've not seen it.
Adam's Apples. Okay. All right. Now let me read two.
Plural?
Yep. All right. Let's see. I only have a few more, I think. Do you want me to read these? They're long.
Yes, please.
This is from you. I have a couple of episode ideas that could be interesting. The first comes from an article I read about a month ago that Google is spending money researching how to extend lifespans to 500 years. Does that ring a bell? I know you weren't listening.
No, I heard it. Google's
500 years. Yeah, this the implications of that kind of lifespan would be fascinating to explore. Think about if that was true now. People like Columbus and Martin Luther have only been dead for a few decades. All the founding fathers are not only alive, but will be around for a couple hundred more years. What does that mean for social structures? Religious leaders like the Pope, who are elected for life, monarchies, businesses, etc. I think unraveling that could be fascinating. Do you still think that?
I did. That as I was really getting into that.
That idea is like 5 years old. The second is the philosophical idea that all time is happening simultaneously. If only linear perception of time is... Sorry. If our linear perception of time is only an illusion, how does that change how we view the world? The theological implications are especially interesting.
I'd have to go read some more on that, but man, I have some really solid ideas.
Aren't you glad I hang on to this stuff? Yeah. Okay, one last thing. I've been listening to the back catalog of Hardcore History. This is Ben writing again, everybody. It's like Ben feedback show. One of the things that I keep thinking about is how similar many historical scenarios are to sci-fi scenarios. For example, his Wrath of the Khans series covers the Mongol invasion of China, the Middle East, and eventually Europe. For the people who were invaded, the Mongols were so radically different than many of them thought they weren't even human. The devastation that wrecked on some of the cultures they defeated was so severe it took centuries to rebuild. A scenario like that is almost identical to an alien invasion scenario from sci-fi. Another example in this episode I'm listening to now is the Black Death. He compared it a number of times to what a nuclear war would be like in today's world. The Black Death killed about one third of Europe and essentially created a post-apocalyptic world in Europe. So the idea is this. We choose a sci-fi trope, such as post-apocalypse, alien invasion, dystopian, etc., figure out what historical event parallels it, and then compare the history to some of the popular sci-fi movies, books, or TV shows on that topic. Wow.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Those are pretty cool. That's a pretty cool idea.
It's a good idea. It's a lot of work.
All right, so.
So I'd say let's not throw it away, but we'll table that guy.
I think, okay. When you say don't throw it away, I think this might be it. I don't think I'm ever going to bring it up again. Because right, well, I filed away all of my,
for the 20-year anniversary.
All right. That's all the ideas. So of what I just read, you love Marian apparitions and archetypal narratives. Listeners, if there was one we said that you just think would be great to hear, let us know. Feedback at thesci-fi-christian.com. Probably, you could leave a voicemail. I listen to him. It sounds like Ben doesn't. So if you want to,
I'll hear him next year.
Yeah, if you want to leave a voicemail for me, 612-4121-SFC. I'll be listening. Actually, I love getting voicemails. 10 years, Ben. That's it. That's all I've got for tonight.
Do you love getting voicemails?
Like Sci-Fi Christian. Okay. Yeah, podcast
not
voicemails.
Real life.
Yeah. All right, Ben. Well, that's all I got. This is just...
I think we probably should wrap this
episode. This is a celebration episode. Listeners, I do want to say thank you. Even though this year we'll be focusing on a lot of our favorites, we wouldn't be able to do it without you. Well, we could technically, but it would be less fun if no one listened.
We could totally do it without them.
Yeah. So listeners, thank you to you, Ben. Thank you.
Thank
10
you.
Years, 10 years ago, right now.
I still remember when you called me and said you had a great idea.
I do too.
Yeah, it was in between. I was on a break during your class.
Do you think that was in 2011 or 2010?
I think that was 2010.
I kind of think it might have been like a week before we started. I think we might have had the idea and just launched it. Because in the last week, I've been getting notifications that we set up our Twitter 10 years ago. And I think our Facebook, possibly. There's something else. I can't remember. But yeah, I remember I was sitting in class. I knew that we had been talking about moving away from the Life Report. Or maybe not moving away from it, just supplementing it with a sci-fi podcast. Yeah. And the title, The Sci-Fi Christian, hit me. And with my class, it was an evening class. I had a 10-minute break. I called you right away. You were on board, and the rest is history.
Do you remember when we had to talk to Skiff about killing the Life Report?
I don't.
And
remind
we were
me
not
how that
allowed
went.
To kill it. We had to put it on hiatus.
Like indefinite hiatus.
So the Life Report has never ended.
I do. I mentioned this last year. I have a few episodes. I found a few. Not the whole collection. I still don't know the exact number we did. I should have thought about that more when Epic Life was closing down. Right. Like just backing that stuff up. But... anyways, I think this year at some point, either in the main feed or the Patreon feed, I can release like 5 episodes of Life Report. Maybe we can do some intros and I can tell you what it was about, and you can try to remember anything you remember from that.
I think that sounds great.
So I'm going to hit the music. And listeners, again, thank you. We'll be doing lots of celebrating this year, so let us know if you have any ideas for the celebration. You can write us at 612-4121-SFC. Write us at feedback@thesci-fi-christian.com. But for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeVono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Goodbye.
Signing off. I just found another voicemail from Brian about SFC.blue. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Hey, guys. It's Brian Kozer. I was just listening to an old episode where you guys were saying hardly anyone called you on your voicemail anymore. So I was actually wondering if this is even still up. I can't remember if there's a link to it on the website anymore. So I'm just walking home from work. Thought I'd check. I guess I might as well give an update on SFC.blue while I'm...
I should maybe note this is an even older voicemail. This is October 15th, 2019.
Yikes.
Giving a message. So I'm into season 4 now. I'm still listening pretty regularly to the episodes, but I've kind of got behind on updating the website. I think I'm at like 50 or 60 episodes that I've listened to there. I haven't been made it onto the website. And, I did just make a change. To where I can very easily, it was very annoying to post updates to the website. Finally, gotten a new host set up. All I need to do is, commit my changes to a version control and it automatically deploys. So anyway, it's much easier to update now. I'm gonna start, making that my morning little work time before I go to work, for my personal projects. Try and get, those 50 or 60 caught up on the website, so you should see those coming through pretty soon. And, get you up into season 4 on SFC.blue. So anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Goodbye, Brian, and thanks again. All right, listeners, so long, folks.
I feel like those voicemails are mainly Brian saying he's about to start posting all the time.
I feel like this is the year, 2021. This is the year. All right, goodbye, everybody.